Highbridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Unexpected Guest, How a Homeless Man from the Streets of L.A. Redefined Our Home, by Michael Connick. Read by George W. Saris. 1. A knock at the front door.
"Good morning," he grunts. "Hey, look, sorry to bother you. I need to ask, do you think I could borrow a pair of pants? I had an accident."
It's a little after 7 a.m. on a sleepy Sunday morning in 2016. Fisher King Mike is standing at our front door, having let himself in the closed but unlocked sidewalk gate. And judging by the smell wafting over the porch, this time he's telling the truth. "Pants? Yeah, sure," I stammer, still startled and bleary from unexpected early morning knocking. "Let me find you something." He fingers one of the 5 leather crucifixes necklaced on his chest.
No, it's not that. I didn't mean to bother you, sir. It's just the center isn't open yet, and I can't walk around like this, can't do my work. And, you know, all my stuff is in Calabasas, in the valley, and I can't get there like this."
"I understand," I say. Not sure if I actually do, but too frazzled to make further inquiries.
"No problem. Yeah, okay.
Let's see. We're about the same size. I mean, I have a bigger waist, but sure, it shouldn't be a problem." I smile reassuringly as he looks down and mumbles, the rotten odor intensifying. "I'll be right back, Mike." Trudging upstairs in my bathrobe, I have a moment to consider what I'm getting into. Fisher King Mike has previously asked for little things, a leftover sandwich, a pair of socks. Now he wants to borrow pants. In the few seconds it takes to reach the closet in our upstairs bedroom, I conclude that whatever dungarees I loan will never be returned. And that'll be just fine. I can live without them. Eventually, he'll ask for something else. Probably money. And boundaries will have to be considered and all that, but right now the man needs a clean pair of pants and a change of underwear. I feel simultaneously grateful and mildly ashamed. Grateful that I can help and mildly ashamed at how grateful I am that it's not me in Mike's position.
"What's going on?" My wife Charmaine groans from bed, slightly alarmed.
"It's Fisher King Mike," I whisper.
"Are you awake?"
"I am now. What's wrong?"
He soiled himself, so I'm giving him some pants.
Charmaine shoots me a look that communicates her complicated feelings on the matter. Then she says, "Okay," sighing lightly and nodding. She smiles, "That's very nice of you." I kiss her face, and I tell her, "We all do what we can. Some of us discover we can do more than nothing." Charmaine chuckles softly at our familiar mantra, the one she's gradually teaching me to believe in. Now I'm telling myself, "You can do more than nothing," as a gentle encouragement to pick up litter in my neighborhood and dog poo at the park. I also started telling myself I possessed some kind of secret superpower, because I seemed able to do something, grab detritus off the ground, most people streaming past on the sidewalks and trails seemingly couldn't. It worked. Now I feel responsible for picking up any litter I see, because I'm one of the gifted few, the able. I can do more than nothing. We own a spacious house in a historic district of Hollywood and never go to sleep hungry. We have closets full of unworn clothes and racks of untrod shoes, and a car, and bicycles, and computers, and dishes, and glassware, and furniture, and stereo equipment, and a grand piano, and a million other possessions, and electric power and hot water on demand. An objective observer would determine we have all we need, and possibly far more. Fisher King Mike doesn't. I find an old pair of brown denim jeans, and a sweatshirt, too. Maybe a collared shirt? Would he want that? Would